This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Very good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Sussman back in the chair here at Realside Radio. Yes, I am guest hosting for Joe Messina tonight, and it's always a pleasure to be back. Thank you all so much for having me, and hello everybody in the Facebook chat rooms. You can check us out at therealside.com and give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot of news tonight. Holy cow. In the first primary in the nation last night, Bernie Sanders won, barely won, New Hampshire in a very close race. Pete Buttigieg. And their delegate counts should be updated, I think, by the end of today. Listen, Amy Klobuchar came in third. That was surprising for a lot of people. Followed by, again, a surprising drop, Elizabeth Warren. Folks, Elizabeth Warren, this was her backyard. Some of these counties were bordering her state that she is a senator. And remember Joe Biden? Oh, boy. Holy cow. Fifth place. This was the front runner. The establishment was shoving down our throat foie gras style. And, he didn't even talk to his supporters last night, who worked for months on his campaign before he skedaddled off to South Carolina, where he is going after that sweet, sweet, sweet black and brown vote, as he calls it. That's what he needs to stay alive. So, folks, incredible news coming out of New Hampshire because, listen, if you are a right-of-center conservative and you are concerned, about the socialists taking over this country, it was a glorious, glorious night for you. And I'll explain why real quickly. A couple of reasons. First of all, the turnout. The turnout for Democrats continued to be absolutely miserable. Miserable. You know what? This is orange man bad. And where is all of this blue wave that's going to be looking to take out President Trump? And the New Hampshire primary fell to equal the level of 2008. Think of all the hatred. Consider that the 45th president is supposed to be this animating factor to unite Democrats and drive turnout. What is going on there? And worse than that, Democrats are now more divided than they've been in probably close to 70 years. So all signs point to Sanders supporters being unwilling to accept a loss of the party nomination in Milwaukee in July. Remember what happened in 2016? A lot of those Bernie bros didn't show up to vote and may have cost Hillary the election. So we're looking here at the Bolsheviks, maybe sitting home if the establishment try to find a way to marginalize Bernie, because everybody knows that a socialist, communist, whatever he wants to call himself, that wants $100 trillion when you add everything up combined for free everything is not going to beat this president. And thanks to Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, support for Joe Biden, not long ago proclaimed to be the leader in the polls and just the man to take down President Trump, has absolutely collapsed. What happened, Creepy Joe? What happened? Well, I think, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can agree, you can probably thank, well, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Impeachment didn't get rid of our president, but it got rid of the Democrats' frontrunner. How ironic is that? Pete Buttigieg appears to have picked up a lot of support. And I'm just telling you right now, a lot of that is probably coming from Joe Biden. That's good. But he's glib. He's artificial. He focus groups everything, doing even down to his hand gesture and the way that he says, uh-huh. I mean, listen, do we really want a fake robotic politician coming from a city where he mismanaged 100,000 people? Right? I mean, it's like, what, the 300th largest city in the United States? And his record as mayor of South Bend, Indiana is not impressive. But listen, hey, the folks at Harvard and Yale, the folks in the Upper West Side, they approve of him. But even better is the utter phoniness of Elizabeth Warren. And it has, I think, penetrated the consciousness of the voting public. People are sick and tired of fakeness. And so she ended up behind Amy Klobuchar, who I've met. We invited her to our Sargar group a year ago. Amy Klobuchar is no moderate, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's saying, oh, the moderate lane. She's a leftist. She just isn't a socialist. Okay? And you know what? When we start talking about leftists being considered moderate in this country, I think that tells you everything that you need regarding the state of our media and the bias that exists in today's media. So I got a lot of news. We're going to talk about all of this and a whole lot more tonight. I'm Dave Sussman. I am a co-host at America's Voice Live daily from 11 to 1 Pacific time. You can find that at America's Voice News. And you can also find me at Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Please find me also on Twitter and give us a follow. And I appreciate everything that you guys are doing here at Realside Radio, because it is always good, always, always so good to be here in the chair. Coming up after the break, we have Amy Fan West for U.S. Congress, District 47. You know, she went undercover in Orange County to find out exactly what the Democrats are doing for this ballot harvesting. She's going to talk to us about why that may be an actual real threat for 2020. Hey, folks, six or seven districts in California turned days after the election. Think about this for a minute. And a lot of that was to do with ballot harvesting. So don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving generating an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
I know that clip, Cody. It was Easy Money, right? Great movie, Rodney Dangerfield, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio. You can check us out at the website, realside.com. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about politics. Every time I'm sitting in here for 3 hours at a time, we're talking about how the impact of the House this year is critical. Will the Democrats lose the gavel? Nancy Pelosi have to give it back over to the Republicans. McCarthy is eager to take it back from Nancy Pelosi. And one of the things that we are always interested in doing is speaking to those good people out there that are looking to help switch back the House, including in California's District 47, where Amy Fan West, who has just been living the American dream as an immigrant from Vietnam since 1987, she is looking to help out the cause. Amy, welcome. How are you?
Okay, Amy, just trying to bring you in here and loop you in. Amy, as we're figuring this out, is incredible as she has been so brave on the, and we're just working out some audio issues here, folks, so this is what live radio looks like for you. But she's been absolutely brave, and she has gone into the den of thieves, and that is the Democrats' voter ballot harvesting training, where she has focused on their training. She went in disguise. They didn't know who she was, and she is learning about the fact that, do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that in 2018, there were about six or seven districts that Republicans won the night of the election. And within the next day to the next few weeks to even in some cases a couple of months, we ended up losing those seats. And I think we have Amy back on here to discuss this. Amy Fan West, how are you?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate Dave. So, yes, I did. I went in disguise because I'm sick and tired of 2018. I didn't understand how exactly the Democrat ballot harvest in Orange County. So I end up going, I don't know who signed me up, but I'm always getting the Democrat, like, invitation to go to different events and training. So, I end up going to it. Of course, I went in disguise with my beanie and my sweatpants and my glasses, so they didn't recognize me. But, as I go there, I got intel on what they're doing in Orange County, because as you know, in 2018, they made Orange County purple by picking a lot of seats, congressional seats, as you mentioned. And then also right now, their plan is to secure those seats for 2018 and then pick over the local seats, basically local office, which are the city council, school board, and supervisor, because you know that is bipartisan. You don't know what party affiliation they're with, right?
Right.
So going to take that completely to make Orange County blue. And right now they say whatever they do in Orange County, it is a formula for to implement in all the other 49 states. As they legalized ballot harvesting in 2016, they're going to try to legalize that throughout the 49th state as well.
Amy, so let me just interject real quickly, because there's two things there that I want to address. First of all, first let me just make this point. North Carolina had to have a special election this last year because of voter harvesting, which is illegal. So, yes, they may be taking a look at this, but that worked out for the Republicans. But for folks that don't know the term ballot harvesting or voter harvesting, tell us exactly what that is.
Okay, so basically you guys know when you receive your absentee ballot that's mailed to your house, usually the only person that can bring in your absentee ballot is either yourself, your family member, or the postal guy, you know, because you're disabled and you can't bring it in. So those are the three people group that actually can bring it in. So since they legalized, they call it ballot harvesting, they allow anyone to take your absentee ballot and mail it in or drop it off. So how the Democrat use it for their advantage is basically they say, hey, since we have the precinct, we know where the Democrats are, we'll go knock on their doors, build a relationship. In every precinct, they have a leader to lead each group. And then they built a relationship 3 months in advance. And then they keep coming back and then saying, hey, you know, we'll come back to pick up your absentee ballot. So that's what they did. And then not only that, they went extreme to buy your vote, basically. They target the younger generation, which is from 18 to 25. So they say, hey, if you haven't finished your absentee ballot, or can we buy your absentee ballot by, would you like a gas card? So they end up giving them the gas card, and they, in return, give them the absentee ballot. So as you see how corrupt that is, I mean, our absentee ballot, our vote is our voice. And yet the Democrat is using a gift card to buy those votes. And that's how they turn in many seats in Orange County and throughout California.
And this is legal. I mean, isn't that just bribery?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, pretty much. And And it's so corrupt because I go, I'll vote. And in America here,
yeah.
I, as you know, came from a communist regime, Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
I don't have the right to vote. I don't have the right to choose who I want to vote. It's the communist leadership that they put in. You pick from there. So in here, as in the United States, we have the freedom to vote with our voice whoever we wanted to. Yes, I feel like the younger generation, they don't understand the value of their vote. And so they see the value of a $25 gift gas card, you know, but they don't see the value of their vote. So I think as Republicans, we have to educate them. We have to educate the younger generation. This is another thing I'm upset because I feel like the GOP in California is so broken. They have not educated the younger generation, reached the younger generation, which the AOC and the socialist leftists are reaching that generation, infiltrating them with socialism idea and the leftist idea. And if we don't reach them, we're going to lose the full next generation.
Yeah.
So as
yeah.
Republicans, we need to.
So let me just say this, because we're coming into a break here in just under a minute. First of all, tell everybody where they can find out about you and what's going on in California's Congressional District 47 and how they could support you.
Okay, so yes, 47 District consists of Westminster, Garden Grove, Stanton, Los Alamitos, Cypress, all the way up to L.A. County, which is Signal Hill, Lakewood, Long Beach, and Catalina Island. So that is my district. We have the Port of Long Beach, which is very important with Trey. We
right.
have an airport, and then we also have the base, Los Alamitos base. Those are national security, and Mike Pompeo is very aware of
it. You got it. Well, listen, I want to get more detail regarding ballot harvesting and the reaction that the Orange County Democrats had when you went undercover training to find out so you can expose what's going on. We've got Amy Fan West, congressional candidate to take back the House in District 47 in California. Dave Sussman here at Real Side. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump made it clear he had a problem with the prosecutor's sentencing recommendation for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
9 years recommended by four people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors. And they I don't know what happened. They all hit the road pretty quickly.
The Justice Department insists there was no coordination with the White House. Democrats charged Attorney General William Barr with enabling an abuse of power. Senator Chuck Schumer.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
On Tuesday, the president penalized the U.S. attorney who oversaw Stone's trial, withdrawing her nomination for a top job at the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 275 points, the Nasdaq up 87. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
The best bumper music and all talk radio here at The Real Side. And guest host here, Dave Sussman. Check us out at TheRealSide.com. We've got some callers on hold, but if you want to get in line, please give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. We have Amy Fan West, a congressional candidate for California's 47th district, who is sharing some horrifying news regarding the ballot harvesting that is taking place in California and how California has legalized essentially bribery, where they're giving people gas cards to come to the polls and pick up randoms to come and pick up envelopes. And Amy, we were talking during the break here, so you went undercover to figure out exactly what the Democrats were doing. And I understand that you were accused of being a white supremacist KKK. Aren't you Asian American?
That's what I'm laughing, okay? It's so ridiculous. The socialist left, you know, trying to silence us by, because they don't have anything to dialogue about. They don't have any issue to address except for calling us names to silence us. So it's ridiculous. As you know, I'm Vietnamese, right? There's no way I can join a white supremacist group. And then not only that, I was called a Nazi as well. And I asked them, like, don't you value your words, you know? And I go, what do you mean by me being a Nazi? And so they say, well, those who, you know, live in the 40s and 50s and, you know, kill the Jewish. I go, just to let you know, I'm not that old, you know what I mean? So it's so ridiculous, you know what I mean? And I see the left. There's no reason. There's no sound reasoning with them. It's all emotional. It's crazy.
So
I just like they're adult with a temper tantrum.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about you. So you immigrated from Vietnam when you were a kid. I came from England, which was at the time very socialist. It wasn't full on communism like Vietnam was. But my dad, you know, made sure that we got the heck out of Dodge to come for, you know, more free market climes in the United States. And so you've got a background and experience where you've seen understand really what a grand centralized government, how damaging that is to the human spirit. And so talk to us a little bit about your perspective on California right now. We're dealing with the education problems. We're dealing with immigration. We're dealing with homelessness. What is it that you're looking to tackle?
Okay, so to address your first question, yes, I escaped Vietnam on a fishing boat when I was 4 years old with my family. And my dad say to my mom, if we stay here in Vietnam, we will die under the hands of the communist regime. But if we leave, escape at least, we will die in as a free man in the sea. So before he left, he heard about a God, and he said, God, if you're real, protect my family from Vietnam to America safe, and I'll worship you. So at that time, my older sister, myself, my two twin younger brother, and my mom was 8 months pregnant with my younger sister. So we went underneath the fishing boat, his fishing boat. We head out with whatever clothes, supply, food, water we have, we cook, and we just went off. And in 3 days, we ran out of fresh water. And by the grace of God, the German oil tanker took us in and gave us water and food and sent us over to Thailand refugee camp. And there, for 2.5 years, we seek asylum to come to America the right way. And I remember we were sleeping on dirt ground for 2.5 years. So I understand, you know, like with legal immigration right now, that's what we want in America. We don't want illegal immigrants, because the thing is that it's a slap on our face. We waited our turn to be here. So likewise, they should as well. And not only that, we have to reform our immigration process. And I can touch on that later as well. Because in Congress, you know, there is a broken law where they only allow them 20 days to vet those who are coming through the border. But it actually takes about 30 to 40 days to vet them correctly.
Yeah,
either
yeah.
They come here legally or, you know, whatnot. We have to send them back if they're criminals.
Yeah.
But to release them back, you know that, right?
Yeah, it's this catch and release, and the Democrats right now are pushing in the House, led by AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, this bill called the New Way Forward Act, which basically it's going to be bringing back and repatriating all the criminal illegal aliens. And like you, I'm a legal immigrant, right? I got my green card, I became naturalized. You went through that long line, so I will call them illegal aliens. But the criminal ones, Amy, this is what the Democrats are now trying to do. This new bill that they're pushing, called the New Way Forward Act, wants to go out and get the 500,000 illegal alien criminals that were deported because they molested children, they raped women, they murdered people, and they want to bring them back on our dime. Can you believe this is happening?
Ridiculous. You know what? No rights, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom to bear arms. Yet the Democrat is willing to just give that away without a fight. And I cannot even imagine it, because coming from a communist regime, I see half of my family die buried alive or shot to death. And yet over here in America, I mean, because they never experienced such horrific incidents, that they don't understand what they have here. And I think America's going to have to face, I hope, never losing a life, but I think they have to face some hardship before it can be good. So, I don't know, I'm praying that you guys don't have to, as American here, because for me to experience women, children getting raped and thrown overboard, and people starving to death and eating dead flesh to survive, that experience is enough for a lifetime. I do not wish it on America here.
Yeah.
So that's my message to the younger generation. You do not want socialism. It promised good things like the communists did, that they'll promise to take care of us, but yet they took our guns so none of us can defend ourselves or our family. Then they threaten us by burying people alive to silence, to crush our spirit. So that's what's going to happen in America. It will be a dictatorship, and we don't want that. With that law, with the AOC and the squad, it's gonna, oh my goodness.
Amy, in our last few minutes here, I find your story fascinating, it's compelling, and it's inspirational. And I just want to tell you that, you know, this is, in my opinion, this is what the American dream is, that as a legal immigrant, you're coming in, you've got a family, you're married, you've got a small business, and your focus is on American values. Talk to us about your perspective of, you know, what has been labeled America First. Trumpism, if you will, and your approach to that.
You know, Trump is doing a great job, you know, with the lowest unemployment rate, as you guys know, and more jobs in America here, and bringing jobs back and that's wonderful. But the state of California is another situation. As you know, I don't know what's going on with California, but it's crazy. But Trump is doing a great job. And then not only that, you know, the African American, you know, getting more jobs, and then the Latino, and then the Asian community, the Vietnamese community. We are enjoying the prosperity right now, and we love that Trump is doing that for the American people, because all of us here who live in America, we are American, even though we're from different ethnicity. We don't consider ourselves, you know, oh, we're just Latino or we're just Asian, but we're Asian American. We're, you know, Latino American. We're African American, but because we're here, we're American.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump is doing. And he's protecting that America First agenda. And that's what I want to do, to help Trump in the House of Congress, as you know, right now is ridiculous. Nothing. He has so many great plans for America First agenda, but yet Congress is resisting him because they have the majority.
In our last minute here, Amy, I want to make sure that everybody knows where they can go to find out more about you and your campaign and how they can support you.
Yes, so you can go on my website, amyfanwestforcongress.com. So fan as P-H-A-N, like in Nancy, and forcongress.com. And then you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Amy Fan West. Would love to connect with you. Please message me if you have any questions. I would love your support financially if you can help, because to help me bring this America First agenda to the forefront and national attention. If I get the House, the seat passed through the primary, I can debate my Democrat opponent and bring it to the forefront with the issues that are concerning to the 47th district and to American people.
Yeah, folks, in California, this is the part of the Super Tuesday. It is March the 3rd, and this is where all of these incredible candidates like Amy Fan West, it needs your help. They need your support. Don't just treat the primary as a throwaway, because in California, with the jungle system, it's all about just the two top people going to the general. And Amy, I, like I said, you are an inspiration. It's why I wanted to bring you on the show. I wish you nothing but success and luck. And we'll have to have you back on after March the 3rd to hear about you winning and what you're going to be doing for the general election. And Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Please don't go away. We'll take some phone calls here after the break, and we'll be right back. Cheers.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Find me at Whiskey Politics. Please go to YouTube and subscribe at Whiskey Politics. And you can also find us on Facebook at Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show. And you can find me daily at America's Voice News. I have a show from 11 to 1 Pacific time with Amanda Head. The two of us pull apart the news and comment about it. It is called America's Voice Live, and it is live breaking news. Always good to be here for the real side with Joe Messina. And you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And speaking of phone calls, we've got Marcus from Toronto, Canada. I've been to Toronto. How are you, Marcus?
I'm okay.
How can we help you tonight, Marcus? What you got on your mind?
Well, first of all, I was hoping to say that all of this Trump news, as I call it, is all a hoax. I mean, first off, in the middle of him getting fired, he gets a parade, I guess would be the nicest way to put it. And then after that, or before that, we had Hillary Clinton come in to get voted in when Bernie Sanders was voted in by the party. So I'm kind of thinking there's an agenda behind the scenes going on.
You're talking about the Democrat primary, and do you think the Democrats are trying to marginalize Bernie Sanders?
Well, I think basically the only thing that I'm really hoping to see one day is to get an independent to make it into the White House, or even on this side of the border into the parliament, because anybody who's like running on a big ticket would have already been bought and nothing changes as far as the little guy goes.
Marcus, let me ask you what your impression is of Trudeau, your prime minister.
Well, the only nice thing he's ever done was legalize pot. Everything
else—that's the priority. Okay.
Well, no, it's not. It's the only good thing. Every single other politician who makes it in does absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Just sits there, collects a paycheck. This guy.
Who did you vote for in the last election?
I actually voted for Trudeau.
You voted for Trudeau. Okay. So you're not happy with him. Why?
Because the whole principle of politics is to keep you away from the big picture, while basically the elites take over the world. You're there discussing politics, which be like big boy drama, I guess, in the end. Because
okay, so let me ask you, Marcus, because I've been to Toronto many times. I've been all over Canada many times, all over the place. What's your fascination with the American election happening right now?
I would actually like to see an honest election. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Honest meaning that the last election was not honest?
Well, if you go way, way back, I guess, starting with, what's his name there? The one with Bush in Florida, the one he ran against. That's it, Al Gore, yeah.
Yeah.
Starting after that, I think all the elections were rigged.
Do you think that George W. Bush didn't have more votes than Gore?
I think that Gore won Florida, hands down.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Marcus, you may think that, but there's been a lot of audits that have come out since then, including during that period, that showed that George W. Bush's lead was actually higher than what was reported in the mainstream media during that time. It is undoubtedly true that George W. Bush won Florida, thereby winning the election. That's not even arguable anymore.
Well, see, here's the problem. Once the queen bee hatches, it doesn't really matter what goes on, the queen bee will rule. And after Bush got in, naturally, then they counted up all the votes, and whoever didn't want to have their head rolling down the chopping block would have said, Bush won hands down.
So what do you think happened in 2016? Let's come to the most recent general election, national election. What do you think happened in 2016 with Hillary and Trump behind the scenes? Obviously, we know that Trump won the Electoral College, of course. Go ahead.
Well, Trump was going to win long before the election even started. Trump was going to win.
Why was that? 99.99% of everybody thought that Hillary was going to win.
No, nobody was going to let Hillary win. Hillary was there just to make Trump look like the bad guy, which makes America really good, or looks really good, like they got the bad boy of politics into the White House, who's all for the little guy.
Okay. Who's pulling the strings here, Marcus? In your mind, who is it that's controlling the pieces on the chessboard?
Well, see, here's the thing. You say words like Illuminati and people run from the conversation. But in the end, that's who's pulling the string.
And who's the Illuminati?
Well, the Illuminati would basically be...
The Rothschilds?
The Rothschilds are the ones that the Illuminati put forward for everybody to sort of look at and go, when you think of Illuminati... Think Rothschild.
Who is it if it's not the Rothschilds? Who's the Illuminati?
No, the Rothschilds are in it. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But don't forget there's 13 families of the Illuminati. But whenever you say Illuminati, the only word that comes up is Rothschild. What about the other 12?
Okay, so for
to be concise, because we've got time coming up here, who are the families? Who's controlled? Who is the marionette? Who's the Geppetto that's controlling, whether it's Trump or Hillary or it's Bernie or Klobuchar or whatever this is going to be ending up looking like this year?
Well, it always boils down to, you know, the CFR, which would be the Illuminati in the U.S., would basically be the ones controlling your...
Okay. CFR stands for...
Federal... Oh, God. The one that's down the street from them. I forget the exact words. Foreign Relations Company...
Oh, the Council? The Council for the Foreign Relations? Okay.
For Foreign Relations. There
okay.
You go, yeah.
They're the Illuminati. They're controlling this.
They're the Illuminati representatives in the U.S.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, and what is their what's their incentive to control who gets in? Why do you think they chose Trump over Hillary?
Mostly because Trump got the famous escalator ride, which was out. The moment I saw the escalator, like, if I don't know how much you know about satanic worship, but that basically said to the world,
there we go,
that Satanists
we just
really want this guy in. Because after that, I mean, here's the thing. I talked about the escalator ride with a lot of my friends, and then 4 years later, or maybe two or three years later, it became the escalator ride.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
First of all, have you smoked any tonight? Because I know that you're happy about Trudeau making the legalized thing.
Oh, you actually think that all the hooey they brought in about pot being bad for you?
No. I'm not saying, listen, I smoked my share in college, believe me. Well, but let me ask you, I mean, you know.
Are you aware that all the experiments were rigged?
Marcus, you just said on national radio.
Sure.
National radio, you just said that the escalator ride has to do with satanic worshipping.
No, I'm all for it. And I'm all for saying I smoke pot. No.
That's why I'm just asking if you took a couple of hits before you called us.
It's something like moron.
No, not at all. Listen, I'm having fun talking with you, and it's good to hear your perspective on things. So as far as what you think is going to happen here in 2020 for the U.S. election?
First of all, no president. The only time a president does not make a double term is if he walks out and says, we have to change the banking system.
George Herbert Walker Bush didn't say that.
2 weeks to live. Huh?
No. But Bush Sr. didn't say that. He didn't win re-election in 92, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah, no. He was a one-term president, my friend. Bush's daddy. He was a one-term president, 88 to 92. Yeah, Bill Clinton beat him. A lot of that has to do with Ross Perot, and you talk about an independent coming in. Ross Perot was an independent in 92. He ran again in 96, and he pulled the votes away, and that's what got Bill Clinton in with, I think it was less than a plurality of the vote. So who do you think, in our last minute here, who do you think is going to take it in 2020?
Trump.
And how do you feel about that?
Nothing will change. You think they'll build a wall? They have a Yahoo right now advertising on, I think, even this network. Send me $100 and I'll build a wall that Trump won't build.
I have no control over who the advertisers are. Hey, no, Marcus, thanks, man. Hey, listen, no. It was a pleasure. Enjoy the Great White North tonight. Smoke it up. Enjoy it. And thanks for coming on the show. And we'll have to have you back on again real soon. You're a very interesting fellow. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Marcus, take care. All right, bye-bye. And holy cow. You know what? Listen, I got to just tell you something right now. You know, the reason that I kept him on, some people must be wondering, it's like, why'd you keep this guy on as long as it? Because... he voted for Trudeau, okay? We've got people like that in the United States that are going to be voting for Bernie. Or they're just voting, period, whoever they're voting for. They're canceling out your vote, folks. Dave Sussman here, Real Side. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour. We've got a couple of hours left here. Don't go away.